Oh, he can compost anything in his marvellous compost bin. Grandad brought it home for me from a journey overseas. When Grandad died from drinking gin, we put him in my compost bin.
You would need a big compost bin to put Grandpa in.
Jennifer's mic wasn't on. This
That's terrible!
Well, you know, there are places in the country where I think is in Washington State where you can actually get a permit to bury a body under a tree and compost it.
You're
compost
kidding.
Into a tree. I'm not.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I don't know the specifics on that, but I've seen, you know, I've seen something on that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. You ever heard that Michael Martin Murphy song about reincarnation?
Oh, probably. I was a fan of his in the 70s.
He talks about how, you know, you die and you're buried under a tree and soon a little flower comes and a horse comes along and eats the flower. And then what a horse doesn't use, it passes through. And he sits there and says, you know, Slim, you really haven't changed all that much.
Right.
Wow. All right. Brandon's on the line. Wants to talk about composting. Has a question for Farmer Greg. Brandon, go ahead.
Hey, yeah, so I was just curious what would be the best process for harvesting the seeds out of your table scraps for, you know, storing for future use for planting?
Oh,
and
love
if,
it.
You know, all of the produce that we get at the supermarket, all the seeds that we find in that produce is even, you know, viable for replanting.
Great question.
Great and we're going to bring your mic down just because there's a lot of background noise, but we'll leave you on the line and take it away.
All right. Well, so... most everything you get at the grocery store has seeds in it. You can save and plant them for later. Some of them are hybrids. So if you get this perfect perfect squash, it might be a hybrid, which means it's a cross between two squashes. So if you save those seeds, you can plant them and see what comes up. You'll get some kind of squash. It just might not be exactly what you saw in the store.
Surprise squash.
Surprise squash. There you go. You know, it depends on the crop. I often will save seeds from watermelons, from squashes, from melons, from tomatoes. If you get a really nice tomato in the grocery store, save some of those seeds. You just have to let them dry out. But it's really super simple to, kind of intercept the seeds before they head to the compost bin.
And like you said, dry them out. Seeds are amazing, and
seeds.
Not even just for our, you know, the food we eat, but just this little bit of rain, you're going to see how many seeds were out there on the ground by everything that sprouts on every square inch possible. Just the amount of seeds that are just sitting there waiting all over everywhere.
Yeah, my main garden bed at the urban farm in the front yard now is 90% seeds that I didn't plant, let's say that, rather than weeds, and about 10% stuff that I planted. So nature's amazing like that. The thing about putting stuff in your compost bin, if you do the thermophilic composting correctly, it gets hot enough and it will kill most seeds. So those seeds that end up in your compost bin were probably on the outside of the compost bin, and you know, they're just loving the soil there.
That's exactly where they are. And right where the little sprinkler hits it every time, gets it all wet.
There you go.
They are the happiest plants in the whole garden right now.
Gotta love that. You know, and they're volunteers. You know, let them be.
Now, so this tomato plant that's so happy and produces, hopefully, you know, it's kind of at the end of tomato season, but hopefully I'll get a few more tomatoes. Those seeds... then I'll just dry on a kitchen cookie sheet in the kitchen till they're dry, put them in a Ziploc bag, and sit them in the refrigerator for 6 months?
Yep.
That's it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Tomatoes, the other thing you can do tomatoes is if you get a really good one, squish it out, put it in a glass of water, and let it set for 48 hours. The good seeds will fall to the bottom, and they call it water winnowing. You just put water in there and pour it off, and put water in there and pour it off, and then put those on a piece of... towel or, you know, and let them dry.
Just air dry.
Air dry.
And then stick them in a Ziploc bag and put them in a butter shelf in the refrigerator.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go. I love it that you picked up on storing your seeds in cool, dark, and dry. from our 4 years of talking about seeds.
That's right.
Love that.
And that reminds me, this is kind of coming to the time of the year. Is there going to be a great
there
seed up? Or is it going to...
We've pushed that off because, you know, the Great American
it's
Seed
Up... It's
hard
to plan any event right now.
It is. It is. The Great American Seed Up, we put 600 people in a room scooping seeds, and I can't imagine that happening the third week of September right now. So we put that off, but if you go to greatamericanseedup.org, we've got some really cool things that are coming down the pike that we've decided to replace it with.
And a lot of these seeds, all these seeds, they're heirloom seeds.
Yeah. Yeah, heirloom seeds. Basically, they're not hybrid, they're heirloom. So basically, if you get a heirloom seed, you plant it, you're going to get the same plant that you started with.
And like you were saying, you'll be able to take the seeds from that plant and just continue to grow from there.
Yeah, exactly.
So, all right. Well, we'll look for, keep us posted on what gets scheduled there when it all gets open back up.
I will, and we're talking next month. I can't remember what we're talking about next month, but probably fruit trees, knowing me. So upcoming stuff, we have our fruit tree launch that we usually do at North Phoenix Baptist Church. We're doing that on Saturday, September 12th, and we're doing it live online. So we took that whole event and we're doing a virtual event rather than an in-person event. So we'll still be doing the fruit trees. So you can find out more about that at urbanfarm.org. And, you know, I love hanging out and playing with you guys. Thank you so much for letting me be here.
Well, thank you for coming and sharing your... How many years of knowledge? I'm not sure you want to admit it, I pause
myself.
Many years of experience.
I'm 60 this next year. It's like, oh my gosh. And I started gardening in 74, so...